similarity between the neshama and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That means be'etzem, as the Goyin explains over here, the neshama is anivro, so therefore in yisod there's no be'etzem a similarity, but in these nekudas there is some sort of a dimyon. Rav Chaim Volozhiner Nefesh HaChaim says one inyan, which is to the best that we can understand the inyan, he brings down from Svarim that all the Olamos put together from the Olam HaTachtoin till the Olam HaElyon is considered a Koyma Shleima, is considered like Odom, that means there, just like there is an Odom on this world with Ramachi Borim Vishasogidim, is the Olam Kuloi, if we be able to picture and put together all the Olamais, this also, it is a similarity to a Odom Hasholem, but this is the whole world put together. And that is what Chazal are telling us over here. The Kiyum Ha'olam is just like the Kiyum Gufa Odom, is only through the Neshama. The Neshama is Melei Eskol HaGuf. The Mishana is Zona Eskol HaGuf. That we can be Masig. Without the Neshama, the Guf doesn't have any Kiyum whatsoever. So the Olam Molei, the Koyma Shleim of the world, exists only that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Meleya Eskol HaOlam, Zon Eskol HaOlam. In that Nikude, there's this similarity, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Mischaber himself to the Olam, Adimyan like the Neshama is Mischaber to the Guf. Omar Rav Hamnune, Mai Dechsiv, Mi Kehachocham, Umi Yodeya Pesher Dovo, Mika Kodesh Baruch Hu Sheyedeya Lasseis Pshora Ben Shnei Tzadikim. The Rebbein Shalom knew how to make a Pshora. Ben Chizkiyo L'Shayo. The Rebbein Shalom wanted that one should visit the other. But the Shaila is, who's going to visit who? Chizkiyo Omar Leisi Yishayo Gaboy. Chizkiyo held that it's not covered Malchus that he should go to Yeshayo. Yeshayo is Novi, the Madrega of Novi is smaller than the Madrega of Amelech. Kvoid Malchus is the greatest Moskovit, is therefore Yeshayo should come to him. The Hochi Ashken Beliyo, the Ozul Gabi Yachov, there's a din of Kovid Malchus, Chilkin Kovid La Malchus, Shenema Vayelech Eliyo Leroy Sel Achov. Yeshayo Omar Leisi Chizkiyo Gaboy. Yeshayo held that Chizkiyo should come to him. The Yochi Hashkechen V'yoyron Ben Achov, the Ozel Gabi Elisha. The Yaris Vash explains that in Yesod, Chizkiyo was correct. The Melech Alt Kovid Malchus Yeshayo should have gone to Chizkiyo. No, Yeshayo wanted that Chizkiyo should come to him, not as his covet. No, he wanted that Chizkiyo should be a maver al midoisov, and if he'll be a maver al midoisov, then that chus could perhaps be made him and should be zeichet arichas yomim. That's why Yeshayo did not come to Chizkiyo. And Chizkiyo had no intent of going to Yeshayo, so there was a problem. Ma osa kodesh boruch hu? Heavy Yisurim al Chizkiyo, that he made Chizkiyo, about Yisurim he became sick. V'omalei l'shayo leich ubakir es achoyle, shenema b'yomim mehem cholo Chizkiyo lomus, v'yovu eilov Yishayo ben Omitz Hanovi. There's a Shein Vertel from a Maise, from Rabbi Eisel Acharet. The story goes as follows. Someone was once sick, and Rabbi Zal Charef went to be Mevakech Chayla. So he comes to the door, and the wife comes out. and she asked what he wants. He says he wants to be vaka chayla. She says, no, it'll be too much of a strain. He's sick. He's resting. A guten tag. No, so she closes the door and he leaves. Then the husband asks the wife who was here. So he said, she told him, what are you talking? You don't let him in. Call him back. So he calls her, she calls him back and he comes in. And the husband was so embarrassed. She sent away the Paisel Lacharev. So she says, Fakert, he says, I'm really indebted to your wife. He says, why? Because till now I didn't understand Pshat and the Gemara, but now I understand Pshat and the Gemara. So he told them this Gemara. He said, it seems there was a problem, who should go to who? If Yeshaya should go to Chizki, Chizki should go to Yeshaya. So what did Rabbi Shalom do? He made Chizki sick, and he told Yeshaya to be Mavaka Choyla. And then Chizki can come to Yeshaya, so Yeshaya should come to Chizki. So he said, L'chayel, Rabbi Shalom could have done it the other way also. He could make Yeshaya sick, and Chizki will go to be Mavaka Choyla Yeshaya. So he never understood the Gemara. But now he understood. He says, because Chizki did not have a wife, and Yeshaya did have a wife. So if Yeshaya would be sick, so Chizki would come, she wouldn't have let him in. So therefore, it had to be the other way around, that Chizki had to become sick, and therefore, so maybe that was the Pesher Dover that the Rebbe Yisrael made. Al Koponim, that was, the Lamaise, he became sick, and he told them as follows. Oyovi Elov Yeshayo ben Omitz Hanovi, Vayoyma Elov Koy Omar Hashem, Tzav lebeischa ki meis ata v'loi sichya. He told him, b'shem Hashem, ki meis ata v'loi sichya keif aloshin. Mai ki meis ata v'loi sichya, meis ata b'oilam hazeh, v'loi sichya l'oilam haba. He told him, b'shem Hashem, this is what's going to happen. Om alei, mai kuli hai. What's my rash, mai kuli hai. Because you were not Isaac Bepiria Varivia. So the Marshoy is Ksakasha, so what's the teretz? I mean, so because of he wasn't Isaac in Piria Varivia, so Kumta za Einish. The Yet of Leaves has a very interesting teretz. That Rashi in the beginning of Bereshis brings down. The Rebbeinu Shloilam wanted to create the world al pi midas adin. Bereshis betchila ola b'machshava libreishas ha'olam b'midas adin. Bereshis bara lekim. The Rebbeinu Shloilam saw that there will not be a kiyam la'olam. The world will be unable to exist if there will only be midas adin. Ishita v'ina imay midas harach. So al koponim, the Rebbeinu Shloilam was Mishana the Seder Hanhoge L'Tzeirech Kiyom Ha'olam. That's why the Rebbeinu Shloilam was Mishatef Midas HaRachmim and Midas Adin. So he says, a Gevaldike Yesod. He says, a person who is Doyik for Kiyom Ha'olam, so that Rebbeinu Shloilam feels it with them, so we have Midas HaRachmim also. And with Midas HaRachmim, you can get away with a lot. But a person who is not doyig l'kiyam ha'olam, so memele, then we go with midas hadin. And midas hadin, there could be even the mishum d'loy asakto bepiya v'rivya, so you are not doyig for kiyam ha'olam, is therefore, you could have such an einish also, ki meis ato v'loy sichya. On alay, so he told him, Mishum dechazoili beruach hakodesh. He says the reason he did not marry, because he saw beruach hakodesh the nafke minoi bonin deloy malu. He saw beruach hakodesh that he will not have children reshoim. He saw that Menashe would come out. So what tachlis is there to have such children which should be reshoim and moirdim? So therefore, he held it was a greater te'elas that he shouldn't have children. Omalei bahadi kafshi derachmone lomoloch. May de mivkides iboi lecholemevat. Oma de neche kamikut shebarichu leovid. That is not your cheshbin. Your cheshbin is your mitzuve impiria verivye. So if a person has mitzvahs, he should not make cheshbin. Zameiradike beer from the Briskirov and Parshas Teudes. Rivke came and said, "Im kein lomo ze anoichi vateilech lidreish es alekim." So what was Rivke's taine? So the Briske Rav says as follows, that be'emesin, he came with a taine. He came with a taine that he saw that he's going to have children rishoy. So the Briske Rav says, "No, but they're going to be tzaddikim also. There will be deiris later that will be tzaddikim." So what was his cheshbon? So Vaistois, that is also a cheshbon. The cheshbon is, but if there'll be Rishoyim, it is not kedai the whole Eisik. Even though eventually there will be tzaddikim. That was the cheshbon that Chizkiyoah HaMelech made. And what did Yeshayahu HaNovi tell him? He told him, "You are not allowed to make cheshbonis. Even though your cheshbon is a cheshbon, but since you are mitzvah v'oise, my demikides iboy loch lemevet. Since you're mitzvah and piriyah v'rivye, so you're not allowed to make cheshbonis, and that's the Rabbeinu Shlom's cheshbon." So the Briske Rav says, but that is a person who's mitzvah and piriyah v'rivye. Rivke and Noshim are not mitzvah and piriyah v'rivye. The Vayisroitzitzu Abonim Bekirbo, Rashi brings down that when they passed by the Bote Avodah Zorah, is Esa Mefarches Lotzeis. So she realized that she's going to have a Ben Aroshe. If she's going to have a Ben Aroshe, so Mamela Loinzach Nish the Cheshbet. So she said, that Shatan Posik, Vatoimin Kein Lomo Ze Onoichi. That means I'm not mitzvah piriyah v'rivyah. So I don't need this geshef. Vateilach lidrash es alekim. She had the cheshbon of Chizkiyo without the taina of Elisha. Fatik. Amalei. So he heard what Yeshaya told him. So he said, Amalei, hashta havli bratoch. So I'll get married. He wanted to take Yeshaya Novi's daughter. Evshe de gomos chuso di di ve di doch ve navke minoi bon in de malo. Evshe yos chus, mais chus will come out that will be zoiche bon in de malo and mele so the einish will go off. Amalei kvar nigzera olecho gzera. So he told him that that won't help the situation. There was already a gzera min ha-shamayim. So therefore, it won't help your plan now. Amaloi ben omaitz, kalei nebu oscha v'tzei. You should stop your nevuah and you should go out. This is very interesting. The goin says pshat, kalei nebu oscha v'tzei, you should not be mefarsim the nevuah. And the goin explains that kol zman there is no pirsum, tefillah can help. After it became nisparsim bo'ilam, that there's such a nevuah, then it's very difficult to poil the tefillah. Kozman, it's not known the gzeire, so then tefillah can help. That was kalei nevuoscha. Others say pshat kalei nevuoscha as follows, that be'etzem Yeshaya Novi said, ki ato, ki meis ato, that you're going to die. Fine. So he told him what's going to happen to him. Who is going to be the Yerush of the Meluche? He didn't speak about that. So he was afraid as follows. If he's going to tell him who's Roy the Meluche, so then his tefillah won't help because there's a klal in Malchus Negas Bechavotah, tefillah kemolei nimo. If he'll tell him already the Nebuah that Yena will be Zeichel Malchus, then he can't be Mespala for himself because there's another thing involved. There's a vow that I'm being pegay in Yenim's Malchus. So therefore he told him, Kale Nevoscha, stop here, don't talk about it further, and Kach Mekublani Miveis Avi Abo Afilu Cherev Chado Munachas Al Tzavori Shel Odom Al Yimna Atzmoy Min Arachmen. That there is no such thing that there's a gzeire. Even there's a gzeire min ha-shamayim, a person could be ma'ir rachman. And we find the Zohar HaKadosh says that the whole mabul is blamed on Noach. Ki mei Noach zois li. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Noach was blamed for the mabul. What did Noach do wrong? Why is it called that the Mabul came because of him? So the Zohar Kodesh says, because there's a taina on Noach why he wasn't mispalul that the Mabul should not come. If Noach would have been mispalul, he could have prevented the Mabul. Even he heard from the Rabbi Nishlam said, "Ini mashchisa mesa'oret," and he heard klal from the Rabbi Nishlam, there is no such thing. Al yimna adam min harachmen. So therefore, here he said, Chizkiyo HaMelech said the same thing. I could hear b'shem Hashem, it doesn't mean anything. Al yimna atzme min harachmen. It monami Rab Yochanan, the Rab Elozo, the Omri Tavayu, afilu cheref chado munachas al tzavori shel adam, Ayimna atzma min harachmim, shenema hein yikteleini lo yayachal. Even though there's a matzev of yikteleini, there's still mokim to be mispalo. Rashi, mai dechsiv mi kehachocham u mi yoidei apesha dovo, mishum da airi besoifo besmiches kulo letfile, noket lai. That's how it comes to this suya over here. The Ashkin the Ozel Yol Gabi Achov, the Siva Yelech El Yol Erois El Achov. Yehoram Ozel Gabi Elishik, Shahoku Al Moyev Huvi Yeshofet, the Mitech Shlehoyu Hilchim Ze Eitzel Ze, Lehoyam Mechiche Al Shleh Nose Isha. Since one did not go to the other, therefore he wasn't able to be Mechichim. Kavshi de Rachmones Sorim da Kodish Bohu. Kimoi reisha bekavsha ba'atmonas ha'efer. It is covered. Nigzro gzeire shetomus. Mekublani miveis avi abo, dovid sheroa samalach, b'char bay shlufay b'yodoy b'soif sefer shmu, laimona atzmoy min arachne.
We're up to daf yudam at beis. Oma Rab Chanon, Afilu bala chaloimis, oimoloi lo odom, lamocho humeis, al yimna atzmoi minarachmen. Now, yesterday we had learned that Chizkiyo HaMelech had a Kabbalah from David HaMelech, Afilu cherev chada monachas al tzavori shel odom, al yimna atzmoi minarachmen. The sword is lying on his throat. He should still never give up hope, and he should be Ma'ira Rachman. And therefore, even though he heard from Yeshaya Novi, Atzavo B'Shem Hashem, that Atzav LeBeisro Kimeis Ata V'Loi Sichye, he wasn't the spoil. He was Ma'ira Rachman. So now what is Rav Chanan telling us? Afilu Balach Aloimeis Oimolei La'odom L'mocha Humeis. He had a cholim that he's going to die the next day. Al yimna atzma min arachmen. He should be ma'ir arachmen. Shenemar ki baroiv chaloimais vahavolim udvorim harbe ki es elokim yirei. So we have to understand what is Rab Chanan Moisef and before. Before we learned that even Anovi told him al yimna atzma min arachmen. Now, Shlomo HaMelech in Kehelas doesn't seem to hold too much of these chalaimes. Ki bevroiv chalaimes vahavolim edvorim harbe. That means most of chalaimes, the Masho explains, there are two types of chalaimes. And this is Nisbarer at the end of Mesechtes Broches. There are chalaimes which come mikoyach shedim. And those chalaimes are meaningless. And that's roiv chalaimes. There are some chalaimis that come from Malochim. And those chalaimis mean something. That is Advar Hashem. So the Marsho explains as follows. He says, even though Reiv chalaimis are meaningless, from deswegen, a person should be chayish lemiyuta. He has a cholim, and it seems like it's a serious cholim. So you should think, maybe this is not a shade. Maybe this is from a malach. And if this is from a malach, so the Mefoshim explained the madrega of a malach is greater than a madrega of a novi. So Shlomo HaMelech is telling us that even though roiv chalaimis are worthless, don't shrug it off your shoulders. It could be this is a chalaim for a malach.
So what should one do? Here he hears from a malach such a besure lemacha humeis. So Shlaima Melech says in Kehelis, what should one do? Es Elokim Yiro. So what does that mean? Only fear the Rabbeinu Shlom. There's no one and nothing else to fear of. That means even though he had such a nightmare that he saw his Leviah the next day, and it looks true, and it could be true, don't be afraid of the Leviah. Be afraid of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the Rabbeinu Shalom is the one who is controlling everything. Don't be short-sighted. There's a Amora Dikeloshin from the Rabbeinu Yoneh. The Rabbeinu Yoneh says as follows. Hamispalel Boiteach. A person who is davening, he has bitochen. If he doesn't trust the Rabbeinu Shalom, what is he davening for? A mispalel is a boiteach. Vahabitochen hu iker hayire vahamune. The bitochen is measured how much yira he has. How much he realizes that hakel is biyad Hashem, that's how his tefillah will look and that's how his bitochen looks. So Shlaima Melech said, when you have a cholim, don't be short-sighted, don't be misspoiled from the cholim, ki esalekim yiro, go to the mekir of everything, the bala keiches kulam, and that is the eitz. So therefore he's telling us a chiddush, that even though one has to be chayish, it is a nevuah from a malach, which is more choshuv than a nevuah from a novi, since a malach is a greater madrega than a novi. Afal pikein alekim yira, and the yira is shown through tefillah. Other mafarshim learned pshat that he's moisif on the Gemara before. Afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavori shalodom. And he dreamt about it the night before. So now the puzzle is getting put together. He dreamt about the night before they're going to cut off his neck. And now the next day he sees the night there. So l'cheira, there's nothing there's no more sveikis. Zicha will happen. Afal pikein es alekim yiro. So he wasn't nispoiled from the nevue miyad vayasev chizkiyo ponov alakir vayispalel al Hashem. So we heard this tzivui in idavon to the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. My kir, what is the inyan of kir? Ponov alakir. Omar Reb Shimon ben Lakish mikirais liboy. From the walls of his heart. It could be the maila of kirais liboy. The mafosha means with the whole heart. In the heart there are two sections. There's a cholo, there's an empty space. And that could be that's the psichas alayv. And then there's the walls which are always fashed up. They're otum. The tefillah didn't go out only from the chalal halev. It went out from the kaisle halev. The complete heart was davening. Shenemar meyai meyai yechila kireis libi. So we see that there's an inyan of hisayiris mikireis halev. Rab Levi said he came with a taina to the Rabbeinu Shloim al iskei hakir. He said he saw the accomplishment of what building a wall did, so he came with a taina to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Amar lefon of Rabbeinu Shloim, Uma shunamis, the isha shunamis, shloi osiso elokir achas ktano. Why was the isha shunamis zoiche that Elisha should be mechaya es bno, her child had died? And Elisha made Chiyas HaMeisim. Why was she deserving of this? Because of a chesed that she did. She built a wall. As we will see later, she had a beautiful room, and she divided the room. Half she gave to Elisha, half she kept for herself. And in the schus of this achnos ha-soichim, she was zoichet that her son, which died, she was zoiche that Elisha should make Chiyas HaMeisim. Avi Abba, my elder Zayde, Shloim HaMelech, Shechifo es haheichol kuloi bakesef ubazo. What did Shloim HaMelech do? Shloim HaMelech was mechuyev to build a Beis HaMikdash. But the beauty that he be put into the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kesev and Zov, that was on his own accord. He wasn't mechuyev to do that. That was Nedivas Liboy. So if the schus of building one small wall was sufficient to bring Tchiyas HaMeisim, so the schus of Shloim HaMelech, Shechipo Es HaHeichel Kuloi BeKesev Uvazov, how many schusim lied in building the Beis HaMikdash and beautifying the Beis HaMikdash, Al Achas Kamo VeKamo. So he came with a tiny, the schus of Shloim HaMelech. He's a descendant of Shloim HaMelech. Then he went further. Zechir no eis asher yisalachti lefonecho be'emes ubelev sholem. Then he started mentioning the inyonim that he had done. Chizkiyo HaMelech yisalachti lefono be'emes ubelev sholem. Telling this before the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so that means there was no shaila about it. The emes, whatever he did, was emes of belev sholem. Vahatayv, and he's meisiv something else. Vahatayv be'einecha osisi. What is he adding on now? Efte selachti lefonecha be'emes of belev sholem. So what else is missing? Mai vahatayv be'einecha osisi. Omar Rav Yehuda Marav shesomach geula letfilah. Now, how does Geula Letfilah come into Atayv Be'inecho Asisi? So, first of all, the Marsha says that what the Gemara says, Somach Geula Letfilah, it is the same like we learned before, Daftes Amid Beis, Kol Asoimech Geula Letfilah Einay Nizik. And Taisvi says, what does that mean, Einay Nizik? It doesn't mean, so they says everyone is saying Mechgula Letvila, so Taisvis means, Taisvis says, he was Idavin Kibosikin. Say Mechgula Letvila Kibosikin, Shekeirim Kishme Kaidem Haneitz, Utvila La'acher Haneitz. So, he Davin Basikin. How does that lie in Vatayiv Beinecha Osisi? So the Marsha says, The pasuk speaks about oir, the oir hachama of a yar alakim es ha'oir ki toiv. So when the toiv came, the toiv beinecho, the oir hachama came, osisi tvilosi samuch lekrishme geula. That means when the toiv, that the Rabbeinu Shalom created the toiv, which is called oir v'yar alakim es ha'oir ki toiv, then osisi tvilosi together with gula letvila. Then I daven vasikin. The tzlach explains this a little better. What is the connection? Well, first of all, we have a connection that ain't in Izik, so l'chayre this chus of tvilos vasikin should be megan. Then the tzlach is mamtik a little better. The Gemara relates the end of the first perik in Baba Basra that Avram Avinu had a magolis. And whoever looked at this Magolis, at this gem, and he was not feeling well, he became healed through this Magolis. The Gemara relates, after Avraham Avinu was Nifta, this Magolis somehow went into the sun. And the Koyach HaRafu of this Magolis lies in the sun. Therefore, the Devout Zogt, Idli Yoyme Idli Ktsire, as soon as the sun comes up, the chaylim feel better. So the tzlach explains the best time to go out to the sun is by the neitzachama. The neitzachama, that is the best time that one can derive benefit from the sun and be healed from the rays of the sun. So Chizkiyo HaMelech said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, what did I do when the sun comes up? Go out to take a sun bath? No, I daven vasikin then. That means I did not want to rely on the refuah tivyus. I wanted, I'm soimach my whole mahus, I'm soimach on you. And be'etzim, the Rabbeinu Yoni says that's one of the yonim of gula letfilah. The gula came about through bitochen, and that's how the tefillah should be. That's the yin of smichas gula letfilah. So I was beiteyach in you, v'atoiv beinecha osisi. That is one pshat. Rab Levi Yomar Shegonaz Sefer Refuis.
And we'll see later about this, that Chizkiyahu HaMelech, there was a Sefer HaRefuah that Shlomo HaMelech had written, and this Sefer HaRefuah, we'll see soon, was a very mutzlichdike Sefer. Shlomo HaMelech, the Chacham Mikolodim, wrote a Sefer HaRefuah, so whoever got sick, you just had to go and look up in the index what Machli you had, and you found out exactly what Refuah comes written, and it was finished. There was no... That finished all problems. Sickness was never a problem. Is Chizkiyahu HaMelech did not like this anhage. He held when a person gets sick, that's a message from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. A person should be a nichna. It doesn't mean one should go to the library and take out the Shlomo HaMelech's book. It means they mean something else over here. This is the wrong approach to a sickness. So Gonav's Sefer HaRefuah. He hid it. He censored it. No one is allowed to use it. And it was out of use. That was the pula of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Now, this was a very unpopular act, what he did. The Hamoinan hated him for it, because is that fine? But he did it, Tzaltik. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech tained it as follows. But Atoiv Be'einechos, you know who appreciated it? The Rebbeinu, you appreciated it. Atoiv Be'einechos, he said. It wasn't a popular act. Abu Be'einechos. That people should become nechnoim, should be mispallim when someone gets sick. Atay benechos isi. So he tainted Rabbeinu Shel Olam. What's going to be if I'm going to die? Do you know what everyone's going to say? It's his own fault. Serves him right. He got rid of the sefer. If he wouldn't have got rid of the sefer, he wouldn't have died. So the whole thing would boomerang. So therefore, that was his tainted to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you have to show Klal Yisrael the koyach of tefillah, the koyach of tochin. That's how a machle gets healed. So that was his taina to the Rabbeinu Shlom. Now the Gemara will go more by Ariches, what Chizkiyahu HaMelech did. Tanu Rabbanan. Shisha Dvorim also Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He did six major actions. Al Gimel Hoiduloi, the Chachmei Israel were made on these three things. Ba'al gimel loy hoiduloy. Al gimel hoiduloy gonas sefer refuahis b'hoiduloy. He was gonas sefer refuahis. And let us stop for a few minutes. And I'd like to tell you over, there's a meiridike machlekes harishainim over here. And Rav Dessler has a meiridike bir and the machlekes harishainim. What does Rashi say? We have two Rashis, Avi Abba Shechifa Sahechel Shloime, that Shloime covered the Hechel with silver and gold. Shegona Sefer Refuahis Kidei Sheyevak Shurachman. That means he wanted that the Hashkofe of a person, when one gets sick, one should realize the reason of the sickness, and that's why he was going to Sefer Refuahis. First I'll tell you over, there's a Rambam in Psochim, and this Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Psochim, Shisha Dvarim Osa Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and one of them was Shehoiduloi Shegona Sefer HaRefuahis. So the Rambam says as follows, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah says as follows, not like Rashi, the Rambam says as follows, Sefer HaRefuahis, this Sefer HaRefuahis was a Sefer that spoke about certain oifanim, how to heal oneself, but the Torah was not matter these oifanim. There's darkei amayri, there's certain oifanim which are not permissible al pi Torah. This sefer was written by Shlomo HaMelech, not for the purpose that it should be practiced, because you're not allowed to do these things, but for the etzem knowledge. And he brings down, there are certain things, yesh dvorim shemona Hashem la'asayisom, there are certain things which the Rebbein Shalom prohibited to do, v'heimetorim lelamda melavina, but you'll have to learn about it. That was this Sefer HaRefuahis. It was a Sefer HaRefuahis which was only published for reading purposes, not to use it. Right? But the people, the Nesoyin was too big, they took out the Sefer, and
they did the anhagis there, they were being over Yisurim. So Memele, so Chizkiyahu HaMelech heard about it, that this Sefer is Lamaisa, Akilkul is coming out because of this Sefer. So Gona Sefer Rufus. That's how the Rambam says Pshat in this Mishnah. Then the Rambam says, I heard a different Pshat, and I want to make sure that you should realize this is the wrong Pshat. Other people say Pshat, that Shlomo HaMelech wrote a Sefer on Rufus, that when a person gets sick, and he took out the Sefer, and he followed all the directions of the Sefer, he got healthy. And when Chizkiyahu HaMelech saw that people did not have the Tochen in the Rabbeinu Shlom, they were relying on the Sefer, so he got rid of the Sefer. That's how others learn Pshat in this Mishnah. And the Rambam does not like this Pshat at all. He says, this doesn't make sense. He says, I'll ask you a Shaila. He says, what if you have a person that's hungry? He says, hunger, you know, is also a person can die from hunger. You know, there's a refuah for it. If you eat some food, that'll take away the hunger. So he says, so now you have to go and tell people not to eat food because, they're taking away he's very sick now, he's hungry, and by eating food, he's curing himself not to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So you should tell them, no, we're gonna close all the stores. You're sick, hungry, go daven. He says, there's no such thing, fakel, that's the teva. Adarabe, you ate food, thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you have the food. So he says, so the same thing, so what's the difference if you have the machle is hunger and the cure is food, or the machle is a strep and the cure is an antibiotic, what's the chilek? Thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for it, fakel, this food counteracts the machle. But what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. So therefore, he was not soivel such a pshat in the Gemara, the way Rashi says. And he says, this is the pshat in the Gemara. The book was a book which should have been read and not practiced. That's how the Rambam on this Mishnah learns pshat. The Ramban in Parshas Bechukosai says as follows, Amoy Redike Ramban. And the Ramban says, I'll tell you part of the Loshna Ramban, he says, when Klal Yisrael was in a Madrega of Shleimus, so he says, so their whole lifestyle was not up Yiderech HaTeva. There was no necessity for doctors. There was no machlas. And it says, Ki ani Hashem Reifecha. There was no Reifem. Ki ani Hashem Reifecha. And what did one do when one did get sick? So then one went to the Navi. And he asked the Navi, what's the reason, why is he getting sick? But they didn't go to the Reifem. And he says, and he brings the raya from Chizkiyah. Ah, Chizkiyah, what did Chizkiyah do? Yeshaya told him to, he's sick, so what did he do? They didn't go to a doctor. He was mispalo. He asked the Novi what the cause was. What's the cause of the Bachle? He wasn't Isaac and Pivarivia. Good, so here's now what's wrong. So, no one went to doctors. And by Osa HaMelech, there's a gevalde ketain on him. The Pasuk says, Gam bechol yoy loy dorash Hashem. Of all things, he was sick. It wasn't mispal to the Rabbein Shalom. He didn't go to the Novi. And to pour salt on the wood, ki'im bereifim, he went to a doctor, of all things. This he didn't do, and ki'im bereifim, he went to a doctor. So the Ramban says, if there wasn't an avlan going to the doctor, so the second part isn't bad. Everyone goes to doctors. The time is why it wasn't misspelled to the Rabbein Shalom. I didn't say too, if you kapit l'chtilim also. But what's the problem with the doctor? He says the Pasuk seems to say, not only didn't he eat matzah, he ate chometz. He's a double shagis. So here the Dvar Leidorash Bashem, Ki'im bereifim. So the Ramban says, Avodayrish Hashem benovi leidrish bereifim. How does a roife step in to beveis roife Hashem? Agavuch, it's gedai to tell over a maise Der Rabban sich ein Lewoich hat halt over beschein de Goyim. De Goyim, we'll see the minute, held like this Rabban. He did not hold of doctors. And his brother once got sick, and he visited the brother, and there was a doctor there, an educated doctor, a Fulmer doctor, and the Goyim was very disturbed. The doctor was upset, ben teire. He said, why did the Rabbeinu Shalom create all the new refuahs? I mean, if we don't need doctors, why were all these things discovered? So the Goyim told him, why did the Rabbeinu Shalom create all the shkotzim and all the behemoth tmeyes? Bishvil ha'areilim atmeyim. For the Goyim. You're also for the Goyim. We don't need doctors. Ma'ala reife bebeis Hashem. This is a Ramban, and we'll see in a minute. He brings a gemara she'ein dalkom shel b'nei adam b'refuas. It is not necessary to be oisik b'refuas. Elo she'en noagu. But the mini ka'olam is that they are oisik b'refuas. So he says like this, if the minig would not have been like this, so if a person gets sick, he would remain sick till it's the rotzen Hashem, he should become healthy. But since it's noago berefuis, Hashem hi nicham lemikra hativim. You're oisik in refuis. So the Rabbeinu Shalom says, no, be oisik in refuis. And he says something very interesting. The Gemara says, verape yerape, mikan sheniten reshus leroife lerapeis. So he says, the Gemara does not say that the chayla has a reshus to be merape himself. The Gemara only says, if the chayla comes to the doctor, If the chayla would ask the Rabbeinu Shalom what to do, that's not the eitzah. The eitzah is lidrash b'Hashem. You come to the doctor, if you're asking him, the doctor has a reshus l'rapais. So, sh'abolis rapais, ki nog b'refuais, ein l'roifei leser atme b'fuosai. Shekvar noagu. And since the minig is that way, so therefore the halacha is, if a person, Reuven, was chayvul b'shimin, so Reuven has to pay the schar reifei also, ki kvar nogu b'refuas. Avo b'tzeis Hashem b'arkei ish, ein loy esik b'refuas. This is the Rambam. So Rav Desla is mevayer, that l'chayre would seem, there's a yisaydistika machloikis between the Ramban and Rambam, even though both by profession were doctors. But it seems there was a moira dike machloikis over here. So he wants to say that there's really no machloikis whatsoever. But they are speaking about two types of people. He says, and a person who is in a madrega ho yoine, and taked this man where there was nevue. So a person in that zman, the hashgocha was so clear, a person could see in every pu'ula what he's doing, the Yad Hashem. And he knew very well why the machla came. Going to a doctor is just like Yoina wanted to run away from the Rabbeinu Shloilem. He knew it's the Rabbeinu Shloilem, he knew the cause, and he wants to avoid the Rabbeinu Shloilem. It's a gevaldika avle. If you see the Sibbe and you know the cause, the Sibbe zicher dechet and yisurim b'loi avayin, the zicha, he said, when there was negoim, when a person had a nega, he did not go to the doctor. He went to the kohen, and the kohen did not have a medical degree. The kohen told the musa. The kohen tried to find out what midaroi had that brought about the negoim. When things were all with hashgachah gluya, the seder was zicha, according to the Ramban. When the doiris had a yeride, and we are not in that madrege, so that's what the Ramban calls then hinicham altivam. Then the seder is fakert. There is a derech hateva also, and he says if one is not in that madrege, he's not allowed to jump all of a sudden to that madrege. If he's living in a dalge of behirus of klokait of ashgoche gluye, then there's malal reifei beveis Hashem. If he's not in that madrega, he has to be oisik berefuah. But he has to know deep down that this is not fighting the true cause of the machl. That he has to be aware of. And he explains, just like we are aware now, the brain has different parts. And any part that's damaged, so a certain function in the body will stop working. This part is damaged, he can't speak. This part is damaged, he can't move his arm, etc., etc. She says the same thing. The chatoim and the averis of a person affect each eva in the goof. And that is the true siba of the chet, of the machle. Afal pikein, there is a heta in a snagus for us in Amadrege to be Isaac Berefuis. That's what he wants to say. So in Yisod he wants to say there's no machlokes. It matters in which madrege the person is holding, if he's mutter lasik berefuis or the osser lasik berefuis. So then we really could say that Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who the Deirei Shel Chizkiyahu, Chazal HaMaflik, the Deirei Shel Chizkiyahu, that there wasn't someone Midon Jad Be'er Shov, he was the Meiridike Marbitz Teire, he had a Deir of Gedolei, was in the Madrege of they were Gedolei Teire, and he felt that they should not be Oisik Berefuis. That is therefore Shagona Sefer Refuis. So there's a Shtikel Ha'ore, if it is the way Rav Dessler says Pshat, so why did the Rambam have to say that it was a different type of a Sefer? If in Yesod, the Rambam and Ramban Amoide, that a door that is the madrege of nevuah, that there is also berefuah. So why couldn't the Rambam say that Chizkiyah, which his door lachayra was in this madrege? So why couldn't the Rambam learn pshat like Rashi? It would seem that there is a yisaidus tikamachloike. It's a shtikol ha'ore and Rav Dessler. The Baal Kaponim Rav Dessler wants to say that zuvizu divrei lekim chayim. And it matters what madrege the person is standing on. So kaponim gona sefer afuis vahiduloi. Kosash nechash anachoishes vahiduloi. He went and there was the nechash anachoishes which was made bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, and people were looking at it as an avodah zarah already. Even though then it was brought about Nisim, it brought about Mestaklim Klapei Maila, Vahidoloi. Gira Atzmais Oviv Al Mita Shal Chavolim Vahidoloi. Let us see, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Gira Atzmais Oviv Lifi Shahoyo Rosha Bizo. Since his father was a Rosha, he was Mevaza his father. If I'm not mistaken, Rashi is telling us two in Yomen. And I saw in Magolias Hayom, in Sanhedrin, that his father was buried once, and then he took him out. He buried him a second time, and by the second Levaya, his Giraroi, who was not in a Bekovedika Oren, he was Giraroi, he slept him Bechavolim, Almito Shel Chavolim. Rashi in Psochim gives two reasons why he did it. Mishum Kapore, that the father should have a Kapore, Umishum Kiddush Hashem. Sheyizgane al rishoy v'yevosro harishoyim. That the rishoyim should see what one does with a roshe. That was a gevaldike kvoit shamayim. The bizoyim that is done to a roshe. And it would seem Rashi is telling us also the same thing. Goyrer atzmais ovid. This was the second time. V'yishoy yerosha bizol. That was after the kvura. בלי נוהג בי כובד בקבורה שלא יציא כהוגן במיטי זוו וחסד. That was the first כבורה. The first כבורה was also not a bit כובד כקבורה. It was not a bit כובד כקבורה of מיטי זוו וחסד, which a king is deserving of. So that was לא נוהג בי כובד. And that was אלת כפורה. And the design was she is kadosh em shamayim, she is gana al rishoy v'yivosru harishoyim. That was the design was al kadosh em shamayim. The mefarshim ask a shayla, how was Chizkiyahu permitted to do this? The Rambam perik vav halacha yedalef milchus mamrim says afilu hoya oviv rosho ubal averoy mechavdoi umisyorei mimenu. There's a machlokes the Rambam in the tour if there is a mitzvah of kibud of if the father is a rosh. The Rambam in the mechaber paskins like the Rambam afilo ya'ovi b'roshe balaveiroi mechavdoi umisyorei mimenu. There's a mitzvah kibud and a mitzvah moire. The tour and the remor say kivin shu roshe ein echayiv bekvoidoi lebin yarei from a gemara nosi ba'amcha lo yisoyer ba'oisei ma'isa amcha. The holding covered is only by a person who is oisei ma'isa amcha. Fine. So we have a machlokes, the Rambam and the Tur. So according to the Rambam, that there is a chiyuv kibud and moire by Oviv Rosho, so the shayla is, how was he allowed to do this to his father? He's a Roshe. And not by covered. How are you allowed to do such a thing? So on this shayla I saw two terutzim. The Teferis Yisrael in Pesachim wants to say a chidush, which is, seems it's a debatable chidush. He wants to say as follows. The mitzvah of kibud of the aim is, the mitzvah di eraisa is when the parents are alive. That's what Chazal tell us. Mechabdei b'chayim and mechabdei b'moysa, there's a din kovid b'moysam. That din is only at the rabbon and the kiddush. And in the Rabbanon, the Kemitzvah, Chazal, the Rabbanon said that only then if he's a Roshe, that in Kibbud does not apply. That is what the Teferis Yisrael wants to say. So we're talking about Lachem Moisei, so the Rabbanon, the Kedin Kibbud, is therefore this the Rabbanon, the Kedin does not apply by a Roshe. Agav Uche, the Pisrei Tshuva brings down a machloikis from the Gedolei Achronim if this is true. It seems it's a machlokes the Neide B'Yude and Rabbi Kivega. The Neide B'Yude says, a very interesting shaila. Neide B'Yude says, what if a father before the Ptira tells the son, I want you to say Kaddish for me. Fine. The father dies, the mother tells him, don't you dare say Kaddish, I'm not going to say Kaddish for the father. So the Neide B'Yude says, so you have a conflict over here. You have Kvayd Oviv and Kvayd Imoy. So the B'Yude says, Godel kovid achayim kovid hameis. The father's dead now. The mother's alive. You have to listen to the mother. That's what Neid Yehuda says. So the Neid Yehuda seems to hold that the kovid lachamis is the rabbon of the kiddin. He's a darais of the kiddin. So one doesn't say kaddish. Rabbi Kivega doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Kivega seems to hold that the kovid oviv lachamoisoi is a deraisa de kedin. So now we're back where we started from. So what's the svar of the Rambam? I mean, according to the Rambam, so how is he allowed to be mevaza his father and not be mechabedin? I saw in Birchas Avraham and Pesachim, he wants to say a very interesting thing. He wants to say, right, we mentioned before Rashi and Pesachim says he wasn't mechabedin mishum kapore. So he wants to say, since the whole Ikovet was that the father should have a kapore, so that's the greatest covet one can do for the father. To get a kapore, that means if we have an alternative, the mita shall zov in a burning gehenim, or we're calling off the gehenim in a, not a bekovet the kemita, the covet of it is, take away the mita shall zov. So since the father is getting a kapore from this kvure, that's so there's no stire, there's no contradiction to kibud ov. The second in the bezoyin, he wants to say, could be, we have here two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, and is a mitzvah of kibudot. That means by being mevazeh the father, Rashi says, niskadeh shem shemayim. Well, the father got a bezoyin, so it could be if a person has two mitzvahs, if kvoid amokim is greater than kvoid ovid. So therefore, that was why he was mevazeh his father. About kaponim, this the chachamim were made it in. Val gimel, loy haidu loy. There were three things he did, and they weren't made it in. Sosam meigichayim v'loy haidu loy. He was soisim meigichayim. That there was a river that was near Yerushalayim, and when Melech Asher came, he was afraid they derived benefit from the Megichayim, so he recites them it, that they shouldn't have an offer from it. It came out, Anshe Shalom also couldn't have an offer from it. He should have had B'tochen in the Rabbein Shalom, because the Rabbein Shalom said he's going to protect Yerushalayim, so he shouldn't have done such a thing. He cut off the gold plating of the glosses of the Heichol, the Shigrom Lamelach Ashur. It was also not the right thing to do. You don't send the Dalsus Heichol to a goy, even though there was a fear of him. Ovar Nissen Benissen, it was already Chodesh Nissen, and he made it other Sheni. V'loihayduloi. And that's the wrong thing. You can only make other Sheni before it becomes Nissen. But as the minute it became Nissen, you can't make this now other Sheni. So the Gemara asks me, Lesoi lechitzki achaydish azel lochem roish chadoshim zeh Nissen vein acher Nissen? You cannot make another chaydish Nissen. That means this chaydish is Nissen. You cannot make this other and a second chaydish Nissen. So the Gemara says, no. The case wasn't that it had become Nissen already. Since one should, it came out as the 30th day of Adar. The 30th day of Adar has a potential to become Nissen. So Shmuel says, even though they weren't Mekadosh the Chodesh yet, so Ba'asher Husham, it is still Adar. So Shmuel says, one cannot make this Adar Sheni because this day already has a potential of becoming Nissen. That's what Shmuel says. Dama Shmuel ma'abrim es ha'shana b'yem shloishim shalad ha'ayil v'roi l'kai v'ayinis. Sova, kiskiya melech held, ha'ayil v'roi l'ayamrim. That's what it could become Nissen, since Ba'asher Husham it's other, so therefore he held one could make it other Sheini, and Chazal, the Chachamim of the Deir disagreed with him. Rashi, Sosa, Megichai, Meshiluach, Bedivrei Hayom. Vulomo, Kadeshu, Yaboyu, Malchay Ashu. The Malchay Ashu shouldn't come, Vyimtsu, Mayim, Lishtoi. Vulayzel, Gichin, Hanor, Hagodo. I'm not speaking about Gichin, Hanor, Hagodo, Dula, Beret Yisraelu. Ela, Mayim, Kotten, who Samach, Lidushalayim, was a small Mayim that was near Yerushalayim, Shenema, Verat, and Oisel, Gichin, and Tagiminon. Besachson Yosel Lishilucha. Ova Nissen Benissen, Kasalke Deitach, the Gemara held, Meshenizkadesh Achoydesh Vashem Nissen, Nimlach Laber Es Hashone. It had already become Nissen, and he made this other Sheni, but so other. Kmoshenema Bedivrei Hayomin, Vayivo Asa Melech Lasseis HaPesach, they wanted to make Pesach Bachoydesh Hasheni. That means the first Chodesh is Nissen, they wanted to make Nissen other, and make the second Chodesh Nissen. So the Gemara says, no, it wasn't Nissen. B'yem shloishim shalot, v'ahav ha'pishlo niskadesh ha'chodesh. It was as yet not Nissen. Shadayim le'bo eidim, afal pikein. Since it was roi to become Nissen, therefore the Chachomim held it is not roi to make this already odo shein. Amar Rav Yechanin mishum Rav Yosi ben Zimri. Kol ha'toile b'schus atmoi. A person who is toile bischus atzmoi, he asks something from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in his own schus, toilen loy bischus acherem. So when he's answered, he's not answered in his own schus, they say because of someone else's schus. Chola toile bischus acherem, toilen loy bischus atzmoi. But someone is toile bischus acherem, toilen loy bischus atzmoi. Moshe toile bischus acherem. מוישה רבינו בוסיילה בזכות אחרים שנאמר זכר לאברום ליצחק לישראל עבודך. The tefillah wasn't the schus of the Ovei. Tolu loy b'schus atzmoy. Shenemar v'yoymer la'ashmidom. The Rebbein Shalom would have destroyed Klal Yisrael. Lulei Moshe b'chirei omad b'peretz l'fonav l'hoshib chamosei b'ashrei. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that turned the tide and made it Rebbein Shalom should not destroy Klal Yisrael. Chizkiyo tolu b'schus atzmoy. Deschiv zuchol no'is asher yisalachti l'fonecha. He mentioned his own schusim, Talalai b'schus acherim, shenema, v'ganoisi, I will protect, Elohir hazois, loishia, lemani, leman dovidati. Not in your schus. V'haynu de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, v'oma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, mai d'chsid, hinei l'sholoim, ma'limo, that when he heard the psura, that he will get healthy, and the city will be protected, so he heard a psura shel shalom, but it was also bitter. There was a bitterness in the psura. Afilu b'shasha shigalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalom, maru loy. It was bitter because he heard, yeah, his psura was accepted, it was niskabel, but not niyoshu. Rashi, atayla b'schus atmoy, sha'ime b'tfilosi, atayli b'schusi, Rabbi Yisrael should do in my schus, kegain chitzio, shama zachol na eis asher salachti lefonecho, so teilun loy bischus acher. Now we're going to, since we mentioned before that he in his tefillah he said that just like Isha Ashonamis was zeiche, that it's for Tchiyas HaMeisim and her son, bischus of her achnosa zeichem, he should be zeicha b'schus to binyan abayis of Shlomo HaMelech. So the Gemara will speak about now the ma'isa of Shunam. Nase no aliyas kir tano. She told her husband, let us make aliyas kir tano. So what did she make over here? Rav Shmuel. Chad omar aliyah perua hoisa. There was an attic, a second floor, but there was no roof on it. Vikirua, and they made a roof. The Chadoma Achsadre Gedoyla Oiso, it was a big porch, a big room. The Chalkua Lishnai, and they divided the room. And whatever it is, that's what they gave to Elisha. Mishloim Elamandiyama Achsadre, that there was a big room, and they divided the room. Aine Dachsiv Kir, so they made a wall. Elamandiyama Aliyah, my Kir, it wasn't they gave him the whole second floor, the whole attic. So why is the union of kir? So the Gemara says shekiru. It's not a lotion of a wall. It's a lotion of a covering. Bishloim elaman diyomar aliyah haynu dechsiv aliyah aliyas kir. So it means they made on the aliyah they made a kir. El elaman diyomar sadra my aliyah meula shebebatim. The nicest room they split in half, and they gave half to Elisha. The nothing like sham mita v'shulchan v'kisei u'meneira. Amar Abaye v'itaymer Rab Yitzchak. Aroitze lehonais yehone ke'alisha. If a person and Elisha accepted this, that means they built part of their house, they gave away part of their house for Elisha, and Elisha accepted it. Aroitze lehonais yehone ke'alisha. One is allowed to have ano. There's no avle. Yehone kelisha. V'she'enei roitze lehonei. If a person does not want to accept favors, al yehone kishmul. Shmul anovi was also offered places where to stay, but he never accepted anything. Shenemar utshuvosoi horomoso kisham beisoi. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shekol mokim shaholach sham beisoy imoy. Wherever he went, he was a dayan. And wherever he went, he took along with him the house, lock, stock, and barrel. All the clay tashmish, everything what he needed, he took along with him. He went with a trailer truck. And he was never nene from anyone. Others say pshat, she'ene reitzel lehenna is al yehenna kishmul. That means Shmuel was a meirdik agvir. He was very rich. So if he's like Shmuel, then he could be stolz by himself. the Feltman is toys. But if he's not like Shmuel, he's going to be stolt, and because of this, he won't be nene from anyone who'll die of hunger, then he's a sheifach domin, then he's not like Shmuel. Then Al-Yen, if he's like Shmuel, if he's in Shmuel's massive, then he could do such a thing. But Al-Kaponim, there's Mahalchim both ways. Va'atayimad el-Isha, hineino yodati ki ish elikim kodeshu. Now she tells her husband, the Isha Shunamis, I know that this person is a Kodesh. The husband didn't know. She knew. Omer Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina mikan she'isha makeres ba'urchim yoiser min ha'ish. A woman has a better eye. She recognizes the urchim more than a man. The husband didn't know. She recognizes a Kodesh. So the Gemara asked, Mino Yodo, how did she know he's a Kodesh? Rav Shmuel, Chad Omar, Shulei Roaso Zvuv Oiver Al Shulchone. She noticed by the eating, there were no screens, there were a lot of flies, but where he was eating, there was no flies. So she realized, why is this? He's a Kodesh. I heard a Moira de Kevot, from the Mir Hashiva Zechayim Levrocha Rab Chaim Shmulevitz. Rab Chaim Shmulevitz says, when he learns this Gemara, he can't understand the Gemara. He says, first of all, he doesn't understand the kasha of the Gemara, he doesn't understand the teret of the Gemara. He says, the Gemara asks the kasha, Mino Yodo, how did she know that he's a Kodesh? So he says, he doesn't understand. The Pasuk says that Isha Hashanamis, so the Pasuk calls her Isha Gedoila. She was a great woman. The Pasuk calls her a great woman. In Targum it says she was a Dachlas Chetem, a Yerei Chet. So the Pasuk says she was a Yerei Chet, so that means something. That's a compliment. These are measured words. Isha Gedoila. The Zayir HaKodesh says she was Gedoila Mikol, all Noshim. She was a Boyredike woman. So she says he's a Kaddish. How does she know? She can tell he's a Kaddish. So you see, no. You can't know. You can never tell. That's what you see in the Gemara's Kash. Fine. Okay, so halfway through. So what does the Gemara answer? That there was no flies. Now the question arises, how did the flies know that he was a Kaddish? That's the Gemara does this. She can't know, but a fly does know. But that's the tenet. A fly can be, a balbchir, it can't be makir. Kodesh ain't kodesh ahead. Mano yada, you can never know. It said over, Rab Chaim Oizer said, if you'll ask me if someone's a Yerei Shemaim, I can't tell you. What should I know with Tutsuch in them? If you'll ask me if he's a Lamzen, I can fahar him. But a Yerei Shemaim can never tell. The Gemara says, Mano yada, how did you know it's a kodesh? About Kaponim, a fly could tell. A fly was malgish ready, this is not his cup of tea, and he went away. There's a meiridike, but to understand the Gemara's kasha a little better, the Chazdei Ovid, the Ben Ish Chai, says, we say in davening, Shabbos, Yom Tov, v'si yishorim tisroimom, v'si tzei tzadikim, v'roshayim chasidim, v'kerev kedoshim. We are speaking about four madreges of people. Yeshorim, Tzadikim, Chasidim, and Kedoshim. And we were speaking about these four madreges, we are speaking about different Eivorim. The three Yeshorim, the Yeshorim, we see the Reimim is Hashem, the Peh. Then we have the Sfasayim, then we have the Loshim. When it comes to the Kedoshim, the Kerev Kedoshim. So he says, the darge of a Kaddish is that you can't see his Kedusha. The greater the person is, the greater he hides what he has. So Memele the Gemara asks, if a Kaddish, if a Kevmin no Yodo, if he would be a Tzadik you can tell. A Tzadik can't hide himself. They say, over a Meire the Kevol from the Kedusha Yarim. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that the Hillel HaZaken had 50 Talmidim, 70 Talmidim. Gadol shebekulam Yonasan ben Aziel. The greatest Talmud was Yonasan ben Aziel. What was the Madreig of Yonasan ben Aziel? The Madreig of Yonasan ben Aziel was when he learned there was a fire burning over him, called Oif HaPoireach Me'olom, so he got burnt. There was a fire, and that was Yonasan ben Aziel. That was the Madreig of Yonasan. He could see the Maimed Har Sinai when he was learning. The Eish Shel Toira could have been visible. So they asked the Chedushi Yerim, and what was with Hillel? That was the Talmud. What was with Hillel? So the Chedushi Yerim says, Hillel, you didn't see the fire. That was the Madreiga of Hillel. The Kunz of Hillel was that he was so great that the fire also was hidden. Yonasan ben Aziel couldn't hide it. So the Oif had a lighter, they had to go in a different direction. But Al Koponim, Hillel, that was the Madreiga of Hillel. So Memele, if he's a Kodosh, is a very, if he's in such a madreig already, so it is very, one cannot discern if he is a Kodesh or not. So the Gemara asked, Mino Yodo. The Zvuf knows, the Zvuf feels very uncomfortable in the presence of a Kodesh. So that's the first teret of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says a second teret. V'chadoma, Sadin shel pishton hitziya al mitosai bleiroaso keri olam. And she noticed that on the sheet that she put on his bed, bleiroaso keri olam, he never became tomei. She noticed it. So Zaraya that he's a kodesh. A very difficult gemara to understand, and I found Amira de Kizayra Kodesh. The Zayra Kodesh in Parshas Bishalach asks Akasha on this Gemara. No longer that it's Kodesh, so the Gemara brings down these two terutzim. One about the sheet. So the Zayir HaKodesh says, Hosagin inon b'nei nosha ochi balman. Right? How often was Elisha by the Tisha Ashonamis, and he didn't become Tomei the times he was there. So that's a Rai, he's a Kodesh. The Teretz of Zvuv, so the Zayir HaKodesh also does not like. Why? Because she said, Hine no yodati ki isha lekim Kodesh. I know he's a Kodesh. So the Zayir HaKodesh says, Zvuvim, however, sitting by the table, can see it. You don't need, what did she know? Why didn't her husband recognize it? So therefore, the Zayir HaKodesh does not appreciate both of these terutzim. The Zayir HaKodesh says something very interesting. She knew he was a Kodesh from the sheet that he slept on, but not the way the Gemara says. She said, this is Zayir HaKodesh says, normally, when a person sleeps on a sheet, when he wakes up, there is some sort of an odor from his body that gets into the sheet, and one can smell an unfreshness coming out from the sheet. When she made his bed in the morning, she smelt the Ruach of Gan Eden. So therefore, she was the only one that know. From making his bed, after he lay down on the bed, she realized, she was the one that know that he was a Kodesh. That's what the Zayir HaKodesh answers. The Marsham brings down a very interesting teret. Pshatn Agamore, from Rav Sar Sholem, the first Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe said, Pshatn the Gemore is as follows. Shekol mi shehoyo yoshon b'mito zu sheyoshon bo Elisha. That's what the Gemara means. That whoever slept on that bed that Elisha had once slept, hoyo nishmar lo'oilam lo'irosa keri almita mishum odom sheyoshon b'mita zoi. That was the kunt. The kunt was whoever was eicha to sleep on that bed was shomol mitume kol yemei chayiv. So that's how she figured out that he was a kodesh. The Gemara says further, Kodosh hu, is a mirt. Omar Rav Yosi b'Rav Chanine, hu Kodosh. He's a Kodosh. U'mishol soy ein a Kodosh. But Geichaze, his Meshores, he wasn't a Kodosh. Shenema v'yigash Geichaze lohotho. Later, when the Pasuk relates that the Isha Shunamis came and she fell to the feet of Elisha, So Gehazi went and pushed her away. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina she'ochza b'hoid yofya. So Rashi says, what did he do? B'dadeho. So from that maisa later, she recognized right away that he wasn't a Kodesh. The Zvuvim were by him, the Sadin one can tell he wasn't a Kodesh, but later we see in the Pasuk how true it was. Later he showed his proskai by the Hoyd Yofya. The Zarashi we skipped before. Yehene, Reitelihonais Mishalachayim. Yehene, Ben Itzabedova, Kelisha, Kemoisha Matino Belisha, Shenene. Vareite Shaloi Lehenais Mishalachayim, Al Yehene. The aim bedava loy mishum gasis ruach, the loy mishum sine. Loy mishum sine, yes. Won't bring about sine. Kishmul aramosi, kmashim sine bishmul aramosi, shrei lost the lahoni. Kisham beitoi, elminek si voyim ide shana bishana, besova beistel, va mitzvah, bishopat is Israel. Besomach lay later says it should bossy horamosa, kisham beitoi. Vihene yedeya shisham beitoi, if he gave out that he lived in Roma. The Gemara says further. Oiver oleinu tomit. She told her husband, Ish Kodesh oiver oleinu tomit. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina, Mishim Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Kol am areyach talmid chocham b'soich beisai. A person who invites a talmid chochem, he gives a talmid chochem achilo ishtiye. Umahanoi bin achosav. And not only does he give him achilo ishtiye, he gives him amatono also. Malo olav akosav ki ilu makriv tmidim. I think the Ben Yoyoda says for these there were two korbones tmidim. This person is doing two pu'ulais for a Talmud Chochem. He's inviting him in his house and giving him food and shelter, and he's also mahanim in a chosov. This is equivalent to the akrovas hatvidim, the tomid shol shacha, and the tomid shol bein abayim. Lama Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina mishim Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Al yamid odom b'mokim gavoya. A person should not stand b'mokim gavoya v'yispalel, ela b'mokim namuch v'yispalel. Shenema mima'amakim kirosicha Hashem. Mima'amakim, the Goyim says, there's two amokim, there's mima'amake haleiv, and the mokim should also be namuch. Tanyina mihochi layamet odom le'agabi kisei v'le'agabi shrafraf, Loi b'mokim gavoye v'yispalo, ela b'mokim nomoch v'yispalo. V'fi she'en gavos lifnei hamokim. When one is mispalo lifnei hamokim, one should not try to elevate himself. Shenema mima'amakim krosicha Hashem. The closer one wants to get to the Rebbeinu Shloilom, is the more nomoch he is, that's the closer he gets. Tani estako. The Rebbeinu Shloilom are with those who feel namuch. Uchsiv tfilo li'oni chiyatay. The tfile of a person who feels as an oni is not zoiche, that tfile is accepted. Vama Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Am ispalo, tzorech yechaven es raglo, shenema v'ragleyem regel yishore. Ragleyem regel yishore. That they should be like one foot. He showed 2 feet together. V'amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov mai dechsiv loyseichlu al adam loyseichlu koydim shetispalelu al dimchem. One should not eat before davening. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak amar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kol ha'eichel v'shoyt. A person eats and drinks v'achar kach mispalel and then he davens. First he wants to make sure he's eaten already. Olav akosuvoymer va'oisi hishlachta achrei gavecho. You threw me away achrei gavecho. Tikrei gavecho elo geyecho. You were misgoye, and then you daven. Oma kodish bochu la'acher shenizgoye zeh kibol olav malchus shamayim. The Rosh brings down over here that Shtiyas Mayim is mutter before davening. And that's Gachilo Shtiyas. The Goyin says, Gavecho would mean your goof. And if the Gemara would not say Al Tikrei, that means first you took care of your necessities, and then you said that then I'll take care of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. But since the Gemara says Al Tikrei Gavecha Elo Geyecha, so therefore it's only if he does a pula shel gaiv, and that's achile ushtiyah. But shtiyas mayim, something that's similar to that, is not a maisa of gaiv, and therefore that is mutter before tefillah. Rabbi Yeshua Omer ad Gimel Shoyis. A person is allowed to learn Krishma till Gimel Shoyis. Amar Rabbi Yudah Meshmul Alochik Rabbi Yeshua. Hakeirei mikan ve'eilech loy hifzik. He did not lose. Amar Rabbi Chizam Amarutve ubelvad shelo yoymer yaitzer er. He should not say yaitzer er. He should not say Birchis Krishma. Meisvei, that means he can learn Krishma, but he can't say Birchis Krishma after this man Krishma. Meitzvei, the Gemara is rakash on this. Akeirei mikan va'eilech, we learned in a baraisa, lo'i hibsid ka'odam shukeire b'teire. The kriya is equivalent to a kriya b'teire. It's not mitzvah's krishma, it's keire b'teire. Avo mevorchu shtayim lefoneo va'achas lachel. So you see, you do make birchas krishma, even though it is not zman krishma. Tiyufte, the Rav Chizda Tiyufte. So we see that Birchas Krishma can be said even though he's not Yoytze, the mitzvah of Krishma. Just for 1 minute, I'd like to tell you the Loshon HaRosh. We have over here a halacha, which is very, very negeya. If a person learns Krishma after the Zman Krishma, so we have a Gemara, he's allowed to say Birchas Krishma. The Birchas Krishma is not dependent on the mitzvah of Krishma. Yes, his topic. So the Russian says to Minyut has a topic. Im rotze loyma ad chatzois, can he say Birchas Krishma tu chatzois, kishir tzile? That means Birchas Krishma has nothing to do with Krishma. You can say it after Shor Shlishis. So Birchas Krishma is tzile. So just like with the Yevad, one can in a spiral tu chatzois, one can say Birchas Krishma tu chatzois. Oy adalit choy. Or dalit choy, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ayasunu kolayem kulam ayhipsit. The Rav Hai goin zal kosov af kol shoreviyis. Af al pi she eino einosun abor shtayim lefoner ba'achas lacher. Rav Hai goin said one can say shoreviyis. That means zman tfilo bizmano, one can say birchas krishme. So the Rosh says mas medavke shoreviyis shehu zman tfilo l'Rav Yehuda. One is only allowed to say Birchas Krishma only a shor after Zman Tfilah. Avol mikan ve'eilech hifsid abroches. After Shor Revi'is, one is not allowed to say the Birchas Krishma ve'im birech oiver aloi siso. And if he says Birchas Krishma after Shor Revi'is, he's oiver es abroches levatole. One should be a samoyre v'kechoyme, what the Rosh says, and Ladavineinu, the Mr. Brewer passes like the Rosh also, that one is only allowed to say Birchas Krishma only till Shor Revi'is, till Zman Tfilah. Those that start davening late on Shabbos come to a Gevaldike Shaila, Al Kaponim. Bir Aloch, he brings down the Kilim till Chatzos, but Al Kaponim is a big Shaila. Amar Abmoni Godol Akeire Krishma Bainosa Yaisa Meyaisik Beteire. A person who's Keire Krishma Bainosa is greater than a person who's Isik Beteire. Meriktoni Akeire Mekan Beilach Loi Hivsit Kodam Akeire Beteire Mechlau De Keire Beinosa Odis. Rashi Tviloloni Derech Aniye Shehavne Sraglov Zu Eitzel Zu Ragleim Rego Yishora Nirim Keregol Echot Akir Mikam Bilach Lehivsit Shrei Ko Odom Shkeir Achas Mikol Parshi Shebetoire Lama Pish Lo Yoti Yidei Krishma Yesh Lo Kibol Schar Ka Isik Betoire. This Hasoge comes B'Shas Mise, and on that, when the person is Masik that, and that he also said Boruch Hinafshi. Rab Shimi bar Ukve ba'omri lo ma Ukve av Shchiyach kamei de Rab Shimon ben Pozi.
He used to be in front of Rav Shimon ben Pozva, Mesaber, Agadete. That means he had Shimush from Rav Shimon ben Pozva. Mesaber, Agadete, Kamid Rav Yeshua ben Levi. And he was telling over Mili Dagadete for Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Omalei, my dechsiv, bolchi namshi es Hashem, v'chol kirovai eshem kotcha. What is pshat in this pasuk? He asked him what is pshat. Omalei, boi yorei, shaloi kemidas hakodesh, bolchu midas basa v'dov. He says, from this pasuk we see the godless of the Rabbi Nishwela. That's the v'chol kirovai eshem kotcha. Midas basa v'dov, a person, so tzure al gabi koisel, a person can create a tzure. Bavaini yocher lahatul bo ruach unishoma chavayim uvnei meayim. But such a tzure a person cannot make. A tzure v'shiyesh poichiyas, ruach unishoma. V'akodish boruchu einei kein. So tzure b'seich tzure. In the isha the Rebbein Shul is tzor a second tzure. Umatul bo ruach unishoma chavayim uvnei meayim. Fahaini da omro chano in kodesh kashem ki ein biltecho ve ein tzur kelekeinu. Mait ein tzur kelekeinu, ein tzayo kelekeinu. There is no tzayo, there is no artist like the Rabbi Nishwela. So that's the bolchi navshi that over the melech was nispoil on the nisim that occur in the kravayim shall imoy. Mai ki ein biltecho, Omar Rav Yehuda bar Menasya, al tikri ki ein biltecho, ala ein levaloicho. There's nothing that is mevalo that lasts longer than the Rabbeinu Shleilu. Shalai ke midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas baso v'dom. Midas baso v'dom, mai se yodo mevalo noisoi. Something that a person creates, the either pshat is mevalin oisei, that means it will last longer than he will last, or the effort he puts in creating it will be mevalim, will make him used up, will tire him, will get used up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevalim oisei. So that pshat in the shevach of v'chol kirova yeshem kotshei, and this givaldike godless of entire kelekein. Omalei said, I didn't mean to ask that. No, hochi kamin aloch. Hani chamisha bolchi navshi keneged mi amoron dovit. What is pshat in the five bolchi navshi? So he answered them le amoron el keneged akadish bolchu u keneged nishomo. David HaMelech said bolchi navshi, which is speaking about the nishomo, In Bolchi Navshi as Hashem, that the Neshome should be Mishabeach to Rabbi Nishleilo. Ma Kodesh Bolchu Molei Kol Ha'ilom Af Neshome Meleo Es Kol Aguf. Ma Kodesh Bolchu Roye Ve'enoi Nire is not visible, Af Neshome Roye Ve'enoi Nire. The Rabbi Nishleilo is not nire afilu legabi the malachim. Baruch toy the Hashem im kaimoy. They do not know where the mokim is, because the Rabbi Nishom is a roye ve'enei nire. Af Nishom a roye ve'enei nire. Ma kodish bolchu zon es kol ha'ilam kuloi, af Nishom a zona es kol aguf. That the chiyus of the guf is through the Nishom. Ma kodish bolchu toher, af Nishom a tohoiro. Ma kodesh baruch hu yoshev b'chadrei chadorim, af neshama yoshevet b'chadrei chadorim. Therefore, yavoi mi sheyesh bo chamisha dvorim halolu, v'yishabach l'mi sheyesh bo chamisha dvorim halolu.